In the name of the Father and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. You know, next week we will start the Paschal week, or the Holy Week, or the Passion Week, in which we remember the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered and who was crucified and risen. Therefore, as you prepared His grace, prepare that we speak about the cross. Before speaking about the cross in Christianity, to give us an idea about the cross before Christianity. It is very rarely that you find any person in the world who speaks about the cross before Christianity. Why? Because the person who is crucified suffers too much. And usually the person who was crucified on a tree or on a cross or on a wood, he or she preferred death than to be crucified, because suffering is very, very tough and a very hard person to feel. He can't even catch death itself. For him or for her who is crucified, this is a gift, to be get rid of suffering. Therefore, we do not find any or all, and perhaps rarely, any mention about crucifixion. And even if one of the historians speaks about crucifixion, he never describes the situation, because it is too hard to express how the crucified person is suffering. Now, I want to ask why we as Christians are proud of the cross. St. Paul, in the first epistle to Corinthians, said that the cross for the Jews is what? You remember? He speaks about three groups: the Jews, the Gentiles, or the Greek, and the Christians. What about the Jews? How they look to the cross? They look to it as obstacle. They believed that the Messiah or Christ is coming, to that they become great nation, and he will be great king, and they will be glorified in the world. And they were distressed. They were depressed when they looked to Jesus, that he was crucified on the cross. And his followers said, oh, it is the glory. How is it is the glory? For them, the glory to be kings, to be very rich, to be glorified from the world, to have good positions in the whole world. Then they said, oh, the Christians or the believers in Christ, in Jesus Christ, are in fact an obstacle. We can't accept him as a savior. For the philosophers, the Greek or the Gentile, they expected for the Greek or for the philosophers what they expected from the savior. You know, the philosophers are interested in what? Philosophy, to be teachers and to have new ideas and so on. They said, how the person who is crucified, they say that he is the savior. It is a kind of ignorance. We can't accept him. What about Christians? How they look to the cross? How? What said St. Paul, what he said in Corinthians? He is the power of God for our salvation. We are, in fact, proud of the cross, because we discover the power of love of God, who accepted to be crucified for our salvation. Therefore, St. Paul said that it is his glory, it is his pride, that he is looking and attached to the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Perhaps somebody asks, perhaps someone says, why the Lord Jesus Christ didn't save us by any other way? Why only the cross? If there is no other means, or there is no other way by which we can be saved except the cross, why the cross? If a person, non-Christian person, asks you, why you put the cross on your church, at your houses, at your chest, and so on? if a person had died, can you take the weapon by which he was dead and put it as a symbol of victory? How is it? What you will say? Why you put the cross on the church? Why you put it on your body? Why you put it at your room? Why? Because the cross is the power of God. If there is no other way except the cross, if he would stoned by stones, can we put a stone and said this is the way of our salvation, or this is the power of God for salvation? Why the cross? Why not stones? Why he was not beheaded by a sword? Why he insisted to accept his death by the crucifixion on our behalf? I understand. Yes. Curse, yeah. Good idea. He said the problem of mankind that they became under the curse. You know the curse? Yeah, not blessed. And the opposite of being blessed, to be cursed. There is no other way to be saved unless he accept to be with us and to carry our curse on him, and then he will save us from this situation. How he accepted to be or to accept the curse in him? If we say that the curse is a circle, you know the circle? And there is two gates for the circle. By the one gate, we enter the curse. We became cursed by the first gate. What is this gate? What is the gate by which all mankind became cursed? What happened with Adam and Eve, and then all his children with them became cursed? What they did? They committed a sin. They refused the command of God. They disobeyed God. When they disobeyed the word of God, or they didn't accept the command of God, then they became cursed. If Jesus Christ wants to carry our curse, can we accept that the word of God, the incarnate word of God, or the Son of God, or the wisdom of God, as St. Paul says, can we say that he has to enter with us through this gate? He is holy, or he is a sinner? Is he holy or sinner? Jesus Christ. Holy. Can he commit a sin? Never. Never. How he can carry our curse and he is not a sinner? From the other gate. What is this gate? In the book of Deuteronomy, it is said, the person who is hanged on the wood is cursed. Then there is two ways for becoming cursed. The first, by disobeying God, by breaking the law of God. The second, by what? Be hanged on the cross. We entered the circle from the first gate. Jesus Christ entered from the first or the second? From the second gate. Then he entered into the circle of curse and said, why you are here? We said, oh, it is impossible for us to obey the command of God. Now we broke the law of God. We disobeyed God. We became sinners. And we can't be free or leave this circle. He said, don't worry. I entered, but I am not a sinner. I am the Holy One. It is in my power. It is in my strength. I can carry all of you and take you off from this circle. Then there is no other way by which we can be liberated or we became free unless the Word of God became man. He entered through the gate of the crucifixion and carried us, and then we became out from or free from the circle of curse. Then if any person asked me, why you are Christian, why you accepted the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ, I will say, oh, it is the divine love that he became man. He accepted to enter into the circle of curse and to carry me and to grant me freedom from the curse of sin or from the curse of the disobedience of God or breaking the law of God. Is it easy? Easy? You understand it or I repeat it again? Repeat. There is a circle. There are two gates. All mankind entered from the first gate because there is no one in the whole world without sin. Jesus Christ entered from second gate because he is the only one who is not sinner and he can be in the circle by being crucified. When he met us inside the circle, he said, why you are living here? I can carry you. I can pass from this circle to heaven. Can you accept that? We said yes. He carried our souls. He accepted us to be in heaven. Easy? Second thing. Perhaps he said, what about those who were before the advent of Jesus Christ, before he came to the world? We said, okay, when God created man and man committed sin, then he became under death, the spiritual death. And there is no other way unless we have to be reconciled with God. We became in kind of enmity. We look to God as an enemy. Because we are under death, we are deprived from our purity, we became in the world carrying the fruits of sin. How can we be reconciled with God? What happened with Adam and Eve? God asked them to make a sacrifice, the offering of animals or animal sacrifices. And they put on the skin of the lamb which he was killed. After Adam, his children, and so on, in all generations, we find many, many tribes, many, many people received from Adam, if you want to be reconciled, you have to sacrifice an animal sacrifice. We look to Abel and Cain. What happened with Abel? He sacrificed an animal sacrifice, or he offered an animal sacrifice, and so on. Everyone who felt that there is a kind of enmity, God is angry against him, he said, oh, I want to be reconciled with God. And he brings an animal and killed it on an altar and said, this is a sacrifice to God so that he will accept me and we take off the enmity between us and between him. If a person is in a problem with his brother. If you have a brother and you have a problem with this brother, who can reconcile you with your brother? Can you ask a cat and said, oh, can you make reconciliation? Can you do that? No. Can you bring a dog and said to the dog, oh, there is a problem between me and my wife. You can reconcile me with my wife? Can any animal intercede between two human beings? Then how we put an animal and this animal can reconcile me with God? Can you accept that? In the whole world, we see people kill, or they kill animals and said, oh, it is for the reconciliation between us and God. If I am in a problem with any person, I can say an animal can make a reconciliation. Then this animal, which the law referred to, especially in the book of Leviticus, we have five kinds of sacrifices, was a symbol. Was a symbol of whom? Of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God. He is the Son of Man. Then, if he is the Son of God, can he intercede to God or not? Surely, he is his Son. If he is the Son of Man, can he make a reconciliation? Can he be in connection with me or not? Very easy. Then, Jesus Christ, who is the incarnate Logos of God, he was the perfect God. And still, he is the perfect man. He is the only one who can make a reconciliation between God and man. Easy? Do you want to repeat it or not? Clear. Then the first, I accepted the crucifixion. Why? He entered into the circle of curse. Second, he is the only being who can put his hand in the hands of the Father, the other hand in the hand of man, and said, I make a reconciliation between God and the Father and between man. The third reason why he accepted to be crucified. In the ancient times, the nations, especially the Jews, believed that the dominion of the devil in three places. Do you know what these places? They believed that those who are in the desert, they're under the dominion of demon or devil or Satan. Those who are drowned in oceans or water, this is the dominion of Satan. Those who are hanged between heaven and earth in the air, they are in the dominion of Satan. How many places? Three. The water, the desert, and the air. Jesus Christ want to tell us, are you afraid of Satan? We said, yes. He said, don't worry. I will overcome him in his dominion. In the water, what happened before he started his service? In the water, in the river of Jordan River, he was baptized. He said, oh, I will crash the head of Satan in the Jordan River by baptism. In the desert, what happened after the baptism of Jesus Christ? Where he went to be tempted by his own will, he accepted to be tempted in the desert. And what happened? He overcame Satan. Then he overcame Satan in his first place in the water, second place in desert. What about the third place in the earth, the cross? On the cross, he was hanged. He was not on earth nor in heaven by his body. Then he said, don't worry, I will crush Satan by what? By my cross. As St. Paul said in the epistle to Colossians, that Satan was overcome by the cross. But we want to make a revision. Why the Lord was crucified? First, he carried my curse. Now I am blessed with him. I am in heaven. I hope all mankind to be in heaven. Second, he make a reconciliation between the Father and me. It is my joy. It is my pleasure that the Lord Jesus Christ accepted me. I am reconciled in His only begotten Son through the sacrifice of the cross. The third reason, what we said, the third reason that He crushed Satan in His dominion. Therefore, I am not afraid of Satan wherever I am. Even in the water and desert and air, wherever I am with the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no place for the devil in my heart. There is no place for Satan in my life. There is no place for Satan in my mind, in my senses, in my body, in my soul. I am in the Lord Jesus Christ completely. I am His own. Therefore, I am proud by the cross that I became His own. Satan has no place in my heart. I overcome Satan by the Lord Jesus Christ through His cross. The fourth thing, I want to ask a question. When we will see the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, do you believe you will see the scars of His wounds or not? When we make an icon, we put the scars of wounds in His body or not? Yes, we find it. Is it shameful for the Lord that He is wounded on behalf of His people? Or it is a glory? It's His glory. Then in heaven, we will see and said, oh, you are crucified on my behalf. It is the glory that you love the whole world. You are the Creator and you accepted to be crucified and to be wounded on behalf of men. If He was killed by beheaded, then how can we see Him without head in heaven? Never. It is shameful. How can we see Jesus Christ and His head outside? If He was stoned, how can we see Him that He is crushed, His body is crushed by the stones? No. Then there is no other way by which He accepted to die and we see the scars of His wounds as glory and not as shame. Therefore, through the cross and even in heaven, all the heavenly hosts and all the human being who will be glorified with Him, they will glorify Him and said, oh, we see your divine love appears even on your body. But we can say the cross is the only way by which even after His resurrection, He is proud of His crucifixion. And it is His glory that He was crucified. When we look to the cross, how many boards? One or two? One vertical and the other horizontal. One vertical from up to down and the other horizontal. What does it mean? He wants to make a reconciliation. By the first board, we look from up to down. It means what? There is a unity between heaven and earth. Then through the first board, we say, oh, we are in the bosom of the Father. There is a vertical board by which we ascend to the bosom of the Father. And the Father descend to carry us, put us in His bosom. The second board is horizontal. It means He stretched His two hands and said, oh, I am in the last place of all mankind. I stretched my hands to embrace the whole world in my bosom. He make unity between God the Father and man. He made also a unity between whom? All mankind in him. Then I can say I am Egyptian. You are from Kenya. This is from Australia. This is from Canada. This is from Asia Minor or Asia. I believe one thing. In Jesus Christ, we all became one or more, one body. We are united. And Tertullian in the second century says, through the cross, the whole world and all mankind are united together, but not just a unity to make a conference or to make agreement with each other, but in the Lord Jesus Christ. Your head is the Lord. My head is the same Lord. You are proud of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have the same Jesus Christ. You are going towards heaven. I share you the same gift. Through the cross, we became all of us children of the one Father. We became citizens of one heaven. We will enjoy the same glory. We all of us will become eternal in the Lord Jesus Christ. Death will not enter in our hearts in heaven because we are united together in the Lord Jesus Christ. Easy? Then the cross is the way of unity. Unique unity between heaven and earth, God and the man, between man and his brother or sister, between the nations together in the Lord Jesus Christ. Through the cross also, what happened? All the symbols, all the prophecies are realized, fulfilled. When we look to the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, we said, oh, from 1,000 years before he was crucified, David spoke about the crucifixion. Before he was crucified, more than 700 years, Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, you look to him as if he was in the same place of Golgotha, and he was focusing his eyes on the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. How is it? It is fulfilled through the cross. There are lot of prophecies, lot of symbols, which we can see it in many events, like the bronzen serpent or the sacrifice of Isaac, the son of Abraham, or through the law, the five kinds of the sacrifices, many things in the Old Testament. Without the cross, we can't understand the Old Testament. If the Lord was not crucified, what about the sacrifice of Isaac? What does it mean? Nothing. How God asked Abraham to kill his son? God who is love. How he asks a person to kill his son? No. He didn't ask him to kill his son. He wants him to be a symbol of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as Isaac returned alive, the Lord Jesus Christ also arose from the dead, and he was alive. Another reason why the Lord Jesus Christ is crucified. If Jesus Christ was sick and he died, or he became very old and he died, then we say he is my savior. He died because he was weak. He was sick. He became very old. He has troubles in his body. Jesus Christ was not weak. He is the Son of God. Then by crucifixion, he revealed, I accepted by my own will to be crucified, because it is in power and strength I was crucified. I didn't die through weakness of the body. or through sickness or through elderness. No, it is through love. I think the last or one of the reasons why he was crucified, if Jesus Christ was crucified by another means, like he was stoned, nobody would look to him. A person was stoned, perhaps 100, 200 persons around him. When he was crucified on the top of the Golgotha, millions who came to celebrate the feast of Pasch in Jerusalem were looking. Who is it? It is Jesus Christ. How is it? He is the Savior of the whole world. Then he was crucified because he wants his death to be not secretly or private. He wants to be public. All the world will hear about his crucifixion. And thus, when he was risen, the world was astonished. We saw him while he was crucified. How he was risen. Then through the crucifixion, the news of the resurrection was revealed. We can say the last reason, when he was crucified, he had two thieves, one on his right hand and the other on the left hand. And the two started to insult him, but one of them repented. When he repented, what happened? Jesus Christ, what he said to him? He rebuked him? Never. He said, oh, I am looking for your repentance. I want you to enjoy my paradise. I will carry you to the paradise. Then it is through the crucifixion there is the chance to reveal to the whole world that even those who insulted him and those who were against him, he was looking for salvation. He is waiting for their repentance. This is the reasons why Jesus Christ was crucified. Do you want to make revision for them? Okay. The first thing we said, that it is the, you remember the first one? It is the way of reconciliation between God and man, because he is the Son of God, became Son of Man. Second thing, he entered into the circle of the curse, to carry us from curse and to enter with us in his blessedness. The third thing, he crushed Satan in the earth so that we become not afraid of Satan. The fourth, through the crucifixion, the wounds will appear even after he was risen, and it is for his glory, not shame. Other reason, the cross has two boards. It is the sign of unity. Unity between God, the Father, and men. Unity between men and each other, through him or in him. Also, through the cross, all the prophecies, or the majority of the prophecies, the symbols were realized or were fulfilled. He accepted the cross because it is the way of death by his own will, not through weakness, so that he may save us. Also, through the cross, he died not secretly, but in public, so that when he was risen, all the world heard about his resurrection. The last thing, through the cross, it is the way that those who insulted him, like the thief on his right hand, or will enjoy the heaven itself.